This is Ozarks at Large. Tomorrow, law enforcement agencies all over Arkansas will be accepting prescription drugs that have expired or are no longer needed. Prescription Drug Takeback Day has been an annual event for a few years now. Arkansas has one of the highest rates of pain reliever abuse among people between the ages of 12 and 25. Fran Fleener is Arkansas's drug director. She says the project began in 2010 as partly a way to raise awareness that keeping prescription medicine around the home could be courting problems.
Our surveys report to us through our surveys. People report to us through our surveys that they get the pills that they choose to abuse from friends, family, and people that they know out of their own family's medicine cabinet. About 42% of the kids that abuse, now that's not all kids, but of the kids that do abuse, about 42% report them. They get them directly out of their own home.
The annual Drug Take Back Day provides easy access for the legal destruction of prescription drugs. Fran Fleener says pharmacists and doctors cannot accept the expired drugs. Only law enforcement agencies can. This year, the effort to encourage Arkansans to legally dispose of their prescription medicine is extending to a year-round campaign. Rotary clubs across the state have provided funding to help establish permanent drop-off spots. Chatty Platt is the incoming president of the Downtown Fayetteville Rotary Club.
But one of the main things, you know, people say, well, why don't I just throw it away? And that is because it might end up in our water system, which is not what we want. So, and other people thought, well, I'll just flush it down the toilet. Don't do that. Don't throw it away. They have special ways of disposing of these in big barrels.
Some of the permanent locations, there are about 50 statewide, are inside police or sheriff's departments, but some are outside and available at any time of day.
It's just like putting your mail in a mailbox. They've got these big lock boxes there that are safe. Say you go down to the Washington County Sheriff's Office on South 71, and you'll see a box there with the Rotary logo on it, and, you know, it says drug take back lock box, and you just put them in there, and then you'll know that they're safe.
Fran Fleener, the state's drug director, says Rotary clubs in Arkansas became involved out of a family tragedy.
There was one particular Rotarian who lost his son to prescription drug abuse, a son that was an Eagle Scout, that was a brilliant young man. He was on his way to Columbia University, and he made some bad choices, starting with marijuana, and then progressively got worse and worse until he was taking pills. And so one night at a friend's house, he combined methadone and Xanax and just never woke up. And so his father began saying, I want to make a difference. I don't want anybody else to go through this.
The medicine dropped off will be destroyed in a hazmat-certified facility and can be dropped off with or without labels and can be given anonymously. Fleener says the previous five prescription drug take-back days have been responsible for a staggering amount of collected drugs.
We have taken back almost 24 tons of pills already. That's the equivalent of about the weight of four school buses.
You can find out more about the one-day locations tomorrow for drug drop-offs or the nearly 50 permanent drop-off locations at the website artakeback.org. That's artakeback.org.